Your new nature means you have a brand new identity.
Dr. Tony Evans explains that saying hello to who we are in Christ means saying goodbye to who we were.
Until you understand the death of the old, you will not be free to live and enjoy the new.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. In a spy movie, creating a new identity can be as easy as putting on a disguise and faking a passport. But let's join Dr. Evans as he talks about how God changes who we are from the inside out.
Your new nature means you have a brand new identity. Identity is a critical thing. People go to great lengths to get identities. People steal Social Security numbers and driver's license numbers in order to get somebody else's identity. In fact, a lot of us here this morning are walking around with fake IDs, appearing to be something we are not. People buy designer clothes so that they can have an identity. They buy certain kind of cars so that you can think of them in a certain kind of way. They hang out with certain kind of people, hoping that by hanging out with them, it'll make them somebody. We look for identity, and yet so many are confused about authentic identity. Your new birth, when you accepted Christ, if indeed you have placed faith in the finished work of Christ for your own salvation, God placed a new nature in you. And this new nature gives you a brand new point of reference, a brand new identity, and that identity is tied to your birth. You are not who you are fundamentally because of what you do. You are who you are because of your birth. If you have accepted Jesus Christ, your reference point, your identity, is as a child of God, with the living God having taken up residence in your life. That's who you are. Now, you may not look like it. You may not smell like it. You may not walk like it. You may not talk like it. But if you have it, that's who you are. And that reference point of your identity, based on your conversion, which provided you a new nature, is the starting point for understanding and experiencing spiritual development and life transformation. My favorite Bible passage is what I want to look at today. You've heard it before, used many, many ways, but I want to simply do an exposition of Galatians 2:20. It is spiritual growth in capsule form. In one verse, Paul takes truth that he goes into detail with in other passages in an elongated way, and we'll briefly look at a few of them, and he narrows them down, puts it in a capsule, and says, here, drink this. No other verse so summarizes the concept of your identity. And if you will grasp this, you will have the key. Your identity is the key to your spiritual development. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live. That may not sound as radical as it is. He says, I have been crucified along with Christ. And I know you see me here, but it's not me. He says, it is no longer I who live. The first thing he wants you to understand is our union with Christ. We have been united with Jesus Christ so radically, the Bible says, that we have been crucified with him. That's our union. We have been united with Jesus Christ. We have been coagulated with the living, risen Son of God. Now, to be crucified is to be killed. When somebody was crucified, they died. But it goes back to what we were sharing last time. When you accept Jesus Christ and Christ comes into your life, he destroys the old nature and takes up residence in your life, giving you a brand new nature or a brand new disposition that is toward God. He says, I've been crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. That's a dead man walking. The process of spiritual growth is coming to terms with your spiritual death. In other words, a lot of people aren't growing because they don't know they're dead. They're not making spiritual progress because they think the old them is still alive. Until you understand the death of the old, you will not be free to live and enjoy the process of the new. And so many of us are not experiencing spiritual growth because we don't know we're dead. We have been crucified alongside or in conjunction with Jesus Christ. Hold your finger here and turn back to Romans chapter 6, where Paul goes into this a little bit more in detail, and he says, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may increase? May it never be. How shall we who have died to sin still live in it? Or do you know that all of us who have been baptized or immersed into Christ, Jesus, have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so you too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him, our union, with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. You see what he said? He says the old you died with him, was buried with him, and a new you rose with him. All of this happened at your conversion. It was unfelt. You didn't have necessarily the emotion of it, but a death occurred to the old you. You died with him. You're buried with him, he says. You rose with him. When you came to Christ, you got a new name. God no longer fundamentally looks at you as a sinner. He now looks at you as a saint. When you came to Christ, you got a new heart, a new disposition that is driven toward God. When you came to Christ, you got a new conscience, the ability for the Holy Spirit to regulate and to let you know right and wrong occurring in your life. When you came to Christ, you got a new mind. The Bible says you have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. When you came to Christ, you got a new set of emotions so that you can now feel God operating within you. When you came to Christ, you were given a brand new location. For the Bible says you are seated with him in heavenly places. You're no longer limited to the sphere of the earth. In other words, this is brand new stuff. Now, Satan doesn't want you to know you're brand new, because then you might start believing it. And then if you start believing it, you might start acting on it. And if you start acting on it, he loses his power over you, because you begin to grow. In your union with Christ, God spiritually connects you with everything that physically happened to Christ. You say, how do I begin accepting that? We'll talk about this in more detail, but you accept it by faith. In fact, Romans 6 says, you count it to be so. You count it to be so that I am dead to who I used to be. So technically, you can't say, I'm not a drug addict, because that's not your identity. Drugs is maybe what you do. That's not who you are. I'm an alcoholic. They tell you in the first class, say, I am an alcoholic. See, that's a lie. That's not who you are. That's what you do. That's not who you are. And as long as you keep repeating what you do and making it who you are, you become like what you declare yourself to be. See, the first thing in a 12-step program that a Christian should say is, I am a blood-bought, totally purchased, absolutely forgiven child of the living God who has a problem in this area. Now that changes your reference point. Because instead of starting off with your problem, you're starting off with your victory. It's a new reference point. That's what your union with Christ does. It changes the very identification of who you are. This union does not mean that you lose your uniqueness, because he says, nevertheless, I live. It's not that you lose who you are. You are who you are, your unique personality. God's new nature doesn't change your soul, but it is embedded in your soul to transform your soul so that you become the best you were intended to be. It's like appliances. A toaster is not an electric can opener. It's not a refrigerator. It's not a stove. But when the power of electricity hits them all, they become what they were created to be, which is never the same thing. And that's why the issue in the Christian life is not getting others to become you. God has one of you, and that's enough.
When Dr. Evans continues our message in just a moment, he'll talk about the difference between having Christ in you and having Christ live in you. First, though, I want to remind you that what you're hearing today is part of a powerful series called The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. This two-volume, 16-message collection explores the influences and activities that either help us become more mature in the faith or stand in our way. In addition to finding out who you are in Christ, you'll gain a new appreciation for God's grace, learn to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit, deepen your faith, stimulate your prayer life, discover your calling, and much more. And right now, for a limited time, you can get this powerful series on CD as our gift when you support the Ministry of the Alternative with a contribution of any size. So visit us today at tonyevans.org. Or call us at 1-800-800-3222. Make any donation and let us send you The Essentials of Spiritual Growth on CD as our thank you gift. But don't wait, this special offer won't be around for long. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call us day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our resource team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
Tony Evans, along with Lifeway, present A Powerful Release at the Movies, April 29th and 30th. Who are you called to be? What makes a man strong, good, successful? If you are searching for the answers, then don't miss Kingdom Men Rising. It's an experience wrapped in stories to help you explore life impact. Hear from NFL greats Tony Dungy, Troy Vincent, John Kitna, and Tim Brown, musical artists Lecrae and Kirk Franklin. Join Tony Evans in this unique theatrical experience unlike anything you've ever seen. No more standing on the sidelines. Get up, get going, make your move. Kingdom Men Rising, in theaters nationwide April 29th and 30th. Great for men's groups, women's groups, families, churches, or individuals. Visit TonyEvans.org for more details.
So we have been united with Christ. And he comes to this next statement where he says, Christ becomes your life, but Christ lives in me. I'm still alive, but what you must understand is that what you are seeing in this shell, in this body, through my soul, is the very expression of the life of Christ, for it's Christ in me. Now, this is no small statement, he says in Galatians 2:20. Christ lives in me. Now, let me tell you how most of us look at it. We say, Christ is in me. Now, that's true. When you accept Christ, the Son of God comes and takes up residence in your life. He is in you. But the text is saying more than that. In terms of your identity, it is not merely that Christ is in you, it's that Christ is living in you. Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father. So guess where you are? You are seated on the right hand of the Father. This is a seal that cannot be broken, for the Bible says you are sealed until the day of redemption. So you're not only sealed, you are secured. This is registered mail. What he says is that Christ is not only in you, he is living in you. This is deep stuff. Christ just, see, him being in you guarantees heaven. Him being alive in you guarantees growth. Spiritual life is related to your new identity being able to live in you. And to live is not simply being alive, but to live means to live out their life. He just wants to do it in your body. Your body becomes the old house for this new resident. A lot of us work around Jesus. We come to church and get diagnostic information about Jesus. We come and we read books that inform us of Jesus. When Jesus says, no, you don't understand. I want my life to be expressed in you. I want to live in you. The only person who's ever lived the Christian life is Christ. That's it. So guess what Christ is offering to do? Christ is offering to live his life in you. He's not asking you to live the Christian life. In that sense, he's asking you to allow your body to be the frame through whom he lives his life. So Christ living in you. He goes on in the verse, the life which I now live in the flesh. Notice the phrase, the life which I live. In other words, Christ is not doing it apart from me. He's doing it through me. The life I live. He says, I'm crucified with Christ, meaning the old me. But the old me, the old nature, although gone, this new nature, this new life, Christ living in me, is now still operating in the context of my unique personality, soul, and my unique physical frame, body. And Christ is expressing himself, but he doesn't do it apart from me. He does it in cooperation with me. So it is discovering what Christ once done, letting Christ know that in my own ability, I can't do that. What you just asked me to do, I've been on drugs for 20 years, God. I read the Bible and you tell me, don't take drugs. But this body has gotten used to drugs for 20 years. How do you expect me to just say no? I can't say no. Jesus' response is, but I can. I can say no. Now, your body can't say no. And every time you tell your body to say no, your body says to you, who you think you're talking to? I've been running this show too long. But when those members, Paul says in Romans 6, the members of your body are then presented to God. Okay, God, these hands are now your hands. If you don't want your hands touching crack, if you don't want your hand smoking reefer, if you don't want your hand getting cocaine or heroin, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to present my hands to you. And your power will have to become alive in me to not touch what I've been trained to touch for 20 years. Now the question is not your training, but his power. He says, the life which I now live. So it's not apart from you. Okay? I got it. I'm dead. The new nature is in me. That gives me a brand new identity. I got all this new stuff. Christ wants to live his and express himself through my body. Okay, now I'm ready to get this working. Now, what do I need to do? Well, he says, the life which I now live, I live by faith. It happens by faith. Faith is simply believing God. Not believing in God, believing God. That I am going to look to Christ to do it. I'm going to say, I'm looking to you, banking on you. You said you were going to live through me, because I can't live myself. So you live this thing. You pull this off. I am looking to you. Most of us are high jump Christians. We grit our teeth and we go up there and we jump. Get up a few feet. Pole vaulters lean on a pole. They go way up because they're resting their weight on something else. It is looking to Christ to be and to do what you could never be and do on your own. How do you do it? He says, through him who loved me and delivered himself for me. There it is. It's cultivating a relationship, not memorizing a rule book. You know what this thing? This solves the problem of acceptance. Because a lot of us are looking for love in all the wrong places. People getting plastic surgery so folk can love them more. No, no, no. You ain't never been loved like this. You've never been loved. When somebody actually doesn't want, just want to tell you they love you, they want to express their life through you. You don't get more love than that. And that's why he says in verse 21, it's all of grace. The term we'll talk about more detail that you've heard so much here, but it's all of grace. Grace is what God is going to give you. He says, let's just cultivate this relationship so I can express my life through you and we will enjoy this relationship. So who are you? You are a totally forgiven, fully accepted, absolutely loved child of God. That's who you are. I'm not asking you how you feel. I'm telling you who you are. You are a totally forgiven. You are a fully accepted. You are an absolutely loved child of God. You are a totally forgiven. You are a fully accepted. You are an absolute, on your worst day, God doesn't love you less because you are a totally forgiven, fully accepted, absolutely loved child of God. That's who you are. In your new identity. And that reference point changes your growth. When you relax, when you rest in that, all of a sudden, the Christian life changes.
Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to wrap up today's program with a word of prayer. But first, today's lesson was titled, Identity, the Key to Spiritual Growth. If you'd like to get a copy to review on your own or share with a friend, just contact us about that title or mention today's date, and we'll know how to help you. Now, as I mentioned earlier, this message is also part of Tony's 2-volume series, The Essentials of Spiritual Growth. Yours right now is our thank you gift for your contribution of any amount, as long as you make your request before time runs out. So don't put it off. Visit us today at TonyEvans.org to get all the details. You can make all the arrangements online at TonyEvans.org, where you can also browse through our huge collection of resources, sign up for Tony's free weekly email devotional, and find out how to follow along with him on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter as we read through the Bible this year. This week, we're focusing on John chapter 10. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our staff members help you. 1-800-800-3222. Just like plants don't grow without water, Christians don't grow without the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll find out more about that vital connection on Monday. Right now, though, Dr. Evans is back to wrap up our program for today with a word of prayer.
Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the word of God that goes forth through this ministry and for every ear that hears it. I pray that you will use the word in the life of each person individually, so that they know that they are hearing from you and are transformed by what they hear. I pray that that transformation touches them at their place of need. Wherever they're hurting, struggling, wherever they're in pain, or wherever they're celebrating, may you be the center of that. And may they be able to say, because of the word that they've heard and because of the true God that they're interacting with right now, that you have showed up and shown off on their behalf, doing good by them no matter what their circumstances happen to be. Thank you for how you're going to touch every listener today in your own special way. In Jesus' name, amen.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.